Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
28601.
28601.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. May I please have the first and last name?
Diane Holloway.
When did you place the order for Ms. Holloway?
I didn't place the order. That's the problem. It was on 419, but I did not place the order. This checking account right here is only for paying my taxes at the end of the year, and that is all. And they have deducted $59.89 and $55 out of my checking account. And I have received nothing in the mail. I have not got anything at all. And they said my bank disputed it. Well, my bank said you all refused to give me a refund. And I think you need to stand up and give me a refund because I got nothing at all. I didn't even get nothing in the mail, nothing at all. So what am I paying for?
I honestly don't know. We're customer service.
That's exactly why I'm calling you.
Okay, so what did you place the order for?
I didn't place the order. That's what I'm saying. I did not place the order. They just took this out of my checking account. It says S-I-N-E, something about balanced health. And I didn't order nothing for balanced health.
Okay.
And if I was signing up for a subscription, I didn't know that. That was not made plain, or I would not have done it because I don't do stuff like that.
Okay. Well, if you're getting charged from our company, I can take a look.
Well, this is the number here, and it's on here twice. Once for $55, once for $59.89. And they're not charging it anymore. That was in April, but still.
Okay.
I mean, I should have got something in the mail. I mean, if I was ordering something. And I would have sent it back.
Okay, so if you're getting charged in the mail, however, what is the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the credit card number?
The first what?
6 digits and the last 4 digits. Because we're a customer service for over 300 different companies. If you order a product or, you know, I can look at.
The first 6 is 514616. And then the last 4 is 3555.
And spell out your last name.
Hollaway.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
1867 Tucker Street, Hickory, North Carolina, 28661.
Thank you for the information. As I look to your account for the bike selling and the milk serum, your account has already been canceled.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, why was I charged? I didn't even know I had an account, and they were charging me. And I was not getting anything in the mail, so why did I even have the charge? I didn't know I had an account. I didn't get nothing in the mail. I mean, I didn't get no anything that I would have paid for. So, I mean, what was the money held out for?
You signed up for a sweepstakes service that was partner.
A what?
You signed up for a sweepstakes, sir. They're partnering with our company, the bike seller, and it was for the mixer. And it's explained at the bottom of the offer by signing up for the contest. You also signed up for a service that provides recipe guides to cut the carbs and boost your energy.
Well, see, I did not see that. That there is a scam right there. And I would like you to refund my money. And if you don't, I will make sure other people know about this in a not a very nice way. Because, I mean, I'm on fixed income, and I cannot afford to lose $100 just like that. I get $1,400 a month to live on, and that is it. So, I mean, that's not very good advertisement for you people. I don't know who you are or what you try to do, but what it is, you get people to do this, and then they don't realize what they've done, and they lose money. And I wasn't checking this every month because I don't normally use it except for just my taxes. And this, I remember that mixer. Yeah, I remember it. And I said, yeah, you shouldn't all do it. But I done it anyway. But I didn't realize what I was doing. So I think y'all make it right and put it back in my checking account.
You know, due to a charge back on the account, it's nothing that we can do.
Well, who do I need to talk to about it?
You have to call your banking institution.
No, I called my bank. They said I needed to call you because you all were the one that refused to put my money back. It wasn't them. It was you.
Yes, and I do apologize.
I just got off the phone with them, and they said I needed to call you.
I do apologize, and when I was explaining it to you that week.
Why not? You took the authority to take it out without me getting anything under the sun. I didn't even get a mixer, okay? I didn't get anything. You just got my information, and where I was signing up for something, I didn't even know I was signing up for anything. So you all make money off of people, and they don't know what y'all are doing. And that's really not right. That's not fair. That's a scamming people, especially older people like me. So, have you not got somebody in the head of your company that I can talk to? Because I really seriously thinking I might get a lawyer and just let them go to town with it. I don't have the money, but I might could find somebody to help me with it because this is ridiculous. I hate to think of how many people it's got scammed. Because they didn't know what they were doing. And that's what you all, not you personally, but the business that you're working for, that's what they're doing. They're scamming people out of money. And they're getting away with it because nobody's pushing the buttons.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize. And I understand your concerns, but due to a disputed account, it's something that no one can do.
I mean, do you not have a head? Who are you working for?
Yes, but due to a disputed account, it's nothing that we can do.
And no. Who do you work for? What is the name?
We're a customer service for many different online vendors, but we are customer service for the Bikes Hub.
You're a customer service for this health stuff, whatever it is. It says Final Balance Health. Final Balance Health. That's who this is from. So there's bound to be somebody that I can talk to in that company besides you.
Okay, I get you transferred over to a supervisor down the line.
I appreciate it.
Okay, I'm about to get ready to get you transferred over. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.